Unit 8-10, Developing a Test Strategy and Test Plan. In the world of software development, there are two types of software acceptance testing. The first, by the system vendor, to ensure functionality, and the latter, by the client, prior to accepting transfer of ownership. In such environments, acceptance testing performed by the customer is known as user acceptance testing, or UAT. This is also known as end-user testing, site acceptance testing, or field acceptance testing. A smoke test is used as the first acceptance test prior to introducing a build, or new version of software, to the main testing process to test functionality and ensure against catastrophic failure. User acceptance testing is vital for validation of system functions. As part of your project plan, you should enlist your most skilled staff in developing a process for validating your software functionality. This unit briefly discusses developing a UAT strategy and test plan to suit your needs. Some of the items to discuss include: why do we need a test strategy? What are the testing steps? A typical testing strategy template. Test plans, utilizing resources. Test scenarios versus test scripts. Creating test scenarios. Test scripts. And random testing. User acceptance testing, or UAT, is performed by the end users prior to the rollout of a finished software product. It gives both the end users and the software manufacturer one last chance to be sure that the product being delivered fully meets their expectations and project objectives. UAT also provides another opportunity for further debugging, since the end user often uses the product from a perspective different from that of the manufacturer. Early on in the project plan, a list of baseline requirements should have been generated and mutually agreed upon by your organization and the vendor as must-haves for your software implementation to be considered successful. Your testing strategy should be based, at least in part, on validation of these requirements. As stated earlier, UAT is usually the final step before general rollout process begins. Therefore, the software product should be fully completed. Because of the criticality of health record systems, UAT should always be completed before initial rollout or any upgrade to the system. Since the focus of user acceptance is on the system's functionality, most of the technical bugs should have already been discovered and dealt with by the manufacturer prior to testing. This would be the equivalent to the manufacturer doing product testing after a part comes off the assembly line to ensure the product functions to specifications. User acceptance testing should be carried out in an environment that models the actual environment the product will be used in. UAT essentially focuses on a few basic steps that need to be undertaken: UAT planning, designing UAT test cases, selecting a team to execute the test cases, executing the test cases, documenting the defects found during the UAT, resolving and debugging, and signing off. Before we continue with a more detailed description of the steps, here are three terms you should be familiar with related to UAT. Test strategy. Decide how you're going to approach the testing in terms of people, tools, procedures, and support. Test scenarios. What situations do you want to test? Test scripts. What are the actual step-by-step inputs that will be used? And what are the expected results? Let's take a moment to clarify the difference between test scenarios and test scripts. Test scenarios give a broad interpretation of what you are testing, while test scripts are the step-by-step instructions associated with running the actual test and recording outcomes. For example, a scenario could say, when you enter a prescription that could cause an adverse reaction for the patient, a warning message should appear. Then the corresponding script might say, 1. Select John Doe's patient record. 2. Select new Rx. And so on. Now, let's take a look at each of the stages in more detail, beginning with the planning stage. Like many other topics discussed throughout this component, the planning stage is the most important, as creating the effective testing strategy is critical to a successful user acceptance testing process. The planning stage defines the key focus areas along with entry and exit criteria. Since this is functionality or black box testing, focus areas targeted for testing should be roughly defined by the expected overall product deliverables. The following slides show typical elements in a testing strategy. Your strategy may include more or fewer variables. Typical elements to address the overall testing strategy include testing stage. Identify the type of testing to be done. Schedule. Enter testing date or range of dates. Location. Where the testing will take place. Participants. Who is involved with the testing. An IT environment. Explain in detail the environment used for testing. For example, the number of systems and their use. Logins. To address the testing environment, typical elements include equipment needed. Identify in detail the equipment required for testing and its setup requirements. The data. Identify the data required for testing. For example, 100 fictitious patient records will be accessed spanning visit dates from 2001 to 2005. The backup requirements. Identify how often data should be backed up and who has responsibility for the backups. Also cover how long the backups should be retained. Restores. Identify how and when a restore or data refresh should take place, and who authorizes these restores. To cover the procedures that are to be followed, typical elements of the strategy include a problem identification. Lay out a step-by-step procedure to be used when a tester finds a suspected defect. A resource should be identified to receive all defects. In some cases, there may be more than one resource. For example, having different people receive applications problems and operational problems. Defect rectification. Identify the step-by-step process of how the defect will be managed once received. This procedure would normally be under the control of the person or people rectifying the defect. And defect retesting. Identify the procedure for retesting the rectified defects. More elements of procedure include sign-off for testing activities. Identify the procedure that will be used to sign off each activity in the testing. This includes both the initial testing outlined in the test plan and the retesting of defects that have been rectified. And signing off for the testing project. Identify how the total testing will be signed off. This includes the defect rectification process. To plan for software needs, typical elements include test management and performance management software. List any specialized test management software to be used to document the testing, record discovered issues, and to manage the mitigation process. And any testing software itself. This would include any specialized software needed to generate the testing environment or perhaps automate some repetitive testing functions. You will need to outline any software that will be used during the testing process. The next stage involves designing the test cases or scenarios and the corresponding scripts. Once a testing strategy and testing scenarios have been developed, a testing team begins working on user test cases or scripts to test the focus areas defined during the planning process. Often test cases are created at the time of the software requirements were being ironed out as part of the workflow analysis. Once the focus has been defined, the test team manager is often responsible for matching the skill sets of each team member to the specific tasks needed to be accomplished. This includes utilizing subject matter experts and more experienced testers to define testing scenarios. Test scenarios broadly define the scope of each test along with the output expected upon completion. They are used to develop detailed scripts for end-user testing. In addition to test cases developed by the team, business analysts or other subject matter experts may be involved in developing testing scenarios or scripts for implementation. The following is an example of a test scenario. The title for this test is Data Input and Modification Validation Test. This test will validate the Secure User Access field. Here, we outline the various types of tests associated with validating data input and modification capabilities of the software. We outline, in broad terms, the type of input we will be testing and the anticipated results, along with a notes column to highlight any special features or messaging we should be looking for. As stated earlier, a test script is a step-by-step instruction set for running the actual test and recording outcomes. This also defines the data to be input, provides a section for the tester to record, in detail, the output generated by the test, and contains instructions for forwarding any erroneous findings to the appropriate team members for resolution. Once the scenarios have been completed, your testing team should go to work developing test scripts designed to put each of the scenarios through its paces and record the outcomes for analysis. Once the scripts for each testing scenario have been completed, it's time to move on to our next step. Once the scripts are completed, it's time to build our end-user testing team to actually run the test scripts. It's important to draw your testers from an entire cross-section of the end-user environment to ensure that all workplace elements have been represented. This diversity will help draw out any hidden workflow or functionality obstacles not previously discovered. The actual testing environment should take place in the actual work environment when possible. When not feasible, the environment should be simulated as closely as possible to give the end user a similar experience. Creating specific test scripts can vary. However, more often than not, a test script will contain a column indicating the set number in the process, a column in the test script for step-by-step instructions to perform, a column indicating the expected test result, what output should be generated, and what it should look like, a column for the tester to input the actual result, and a comments field. The tester will use these scripts to perform the step-by-step analysis. Therefore, the script's content must be detailed enough to eliminate errors or misinterpretation. Sometimes it's advantageous for the testing team to go beyond manual testing and actually create code to automatically perform some of the testing procedures. Programmers take the testing scripts and devise a program to run the input using a tool called an interpreter, which mimics the end user's input and records the result. Once the end users have been selected, testing begins in earnest. End users should execute each of the test scripts and document thoroughly the outcomes experienced. Users can find all sorts of ways to break things if left to their own devices. Be sure to allow some free range time for the testers to randomly explore their environment. Often, they will find errors on their own that will need resolution. Once each tester has completed a testing cycle, the documentation should be quickly collected and forwarded so the resolution process can begin. As functionality or technical issues arise, they should be forwarded to the testing team for resolution. The team meets with subject matter experts and the vendor to iron out a plan of attack for completing the necessary software revisions, and work commences to resolve the issues. Once workarounds have been completed, the appropriate test scripts are reanalyzed by the end-user testers to ensure that each issue has been resolved satisfactorily. If not, the process continues until all the issues are resolved. Once all issues are resolved and the client's end users are confident in the product's abilities, the team acknowledges acceptance of the application. This means both the client and the end users are happy overall with the product in its current form and all known issues have been satisfactorily resolved. This often represents the point of payout to the vendor. So, let's take a moment to summarize key points about developing test strategies and test plans. Using your most talented resources for developing relevant test scenarios is critical to proper system validation and successful testing. Once test scenarios have been conceived, use a top-down approach to devise test scripts for each scenario. End users or automated programs perform the detailed step-by-step testing and record the results. Careful documentation and detailed defect resolution plans should be followed to ensure kinks are worked out and retested. Issues are brought to the team's attention to be forwarded to the programmers or vendor for resolution. Testing continues until all parties are confident in the software's performance. And once the testing is complete, the client takes delivery and can begin implementing its rollout strategy.